So have I. Educators have accumulated about 10 years' worth of data and found that for the real go-getters, there's not a huge difference. When it comes to students who are struggling, the drop-off is immense. Nikki has also heard that there is a disparity between online learners and in-person learners. And she says that educators have accumulated about 10 years worth of data. And to accumulate means to collect a large number of things over a period of time. So in this case, the educators have collected a large amount of data over 10 years. And they have found that for the real go-getters, there's not a huge difference. And a go-getter is somebody who is very energetic and determined to be successful, or also able to deal with new or difficult situations with ease. So these would be the high-achieving students, people that really want to go after their education, people like that. And they found for these go-getters that the difference between taking online courses and in-person courses is not that different. But when it comes to students who are struggling, people who don't take to learning as easily or they are having a difficult time with the subject, the drop-off is immense. And drop-off is to become lower in value, level, or price. So also, immense is extremely large in size or degree. So for these students that are having a more difficult time, the difference between learning online and learning in person is a huge difference, that learning online is a lot more difficult for people who are having a difficult time learning.
Nikki 他就说呢, so have I. 我也有听说, educators have accumulated about 10 years worth of data and found that for the real go-getters, there's not a huge difference. 就说呢, 教育学家们, 他们其实已经累积了大约10年的数据, 而且他们发现呢, 对于那些就是真正积极学习的学生来说, 其实是并没有什么太大的差别。 When it comes to students who are struggling, the drop-off is immense. 但是呢, 就是对那些可能在学习方面有困难的学生来说呢, 其实他们的效率是降低很多的。 这边呢, 这一段里面有一个 accumulate, 在这边是一个动词, 是指累积或者是聚集的意思。 另外呢, go-getters, 在这边是一个名词, 是指野心勃勃的人, 或者是干劲十足的人。 另外还有一个 drop off， 在这边也是一个名词， 它是指下降或者是减少。 immense 在这边是一个形容词， 有巨大的意思。
I can imagine. You and I are also lucky to be full-time students. Did you know that the majority of college students in the U.S. are adults working full-time jobs? They face a whole series of challenges that we're not even aware of. Gabriel says that I can imagine. He can see how if you're struggling, online learning is probably a lot more difficult than in-person courses. And he also says that he and Nikki are quite lucky because they are full-time students. So they go to school full-time. They don't have a full-time job. They might have a part-time job or a side job, but their main focus is school. And he asked, did you know that the majority of college students in the U.S. are adults working full-time jobs? So Gabriel wants to know if Nikki knows that most of the college students in the United States are adults who work full-time jobs. So when you think about college students in the U.S., normally you think of students that are living on campus and young people fresh out of high school. But Gabriel says that most of the college students in the U.S. actually have full-time jobs and are also attending college classes. And he says that they face a whole series of challenges that we're not even aware of. So having a job on top of going to school is a lot more work compared to students who just have to focus on school alone.
Gabriel 就说呢 I can imagine 就是他能想象 You and I are also lucky to be full-time students 你和我就是很幸运的是个全职的学生 Did you know that the majority of college students in the US are adults working full-time jobs 就他就问 Nikki 说呢你知道大多数的美国大学生其实是有全职的工作They face a whole series of challenges that we are not even aware of. 就是说呢，他们其实面临着我们甚至都没有意识到的一系列的挑战。